Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota on Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.
Welcome to A Sticking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Facebook Live, later to be broadcast on Breadbox Media, breadboxmedia.com. You can find all the wonderful podcasts at Breadbox over there. There's adding them every day. If you haven't checked out Breadbox Media yet, be sure to run over to breadboxmedia.com. And this is just, like I said, every day, new podcasts. And I probably should know them off the top of my head, but I don't. I know Lisa Hendy's there. I know John Michael Talbot's there. Pete Sox. Added Sterling Jackwith today, whose name is so cool in writing, but clearly, as I try to say it, not so easy for me to say. But some really wonderful Father Dwight Long Decker's over there as well, breadboxmedia.com. So you noticed, maybe, if you're listening live, that we're about an hour late and my guest isn't here. Let's just say I learn new lessons every day about technology, about the plans that I lay for myself. Like, there's this great proverb, and I probably should have it memorized by now. And it's that man makes his plans, but God directs his feet. That's the Allison Abridged version, basically, of I think I know God's plans for the day, but I don't because I'm not God. One of these days, I am going to realize and remember and truly see that or understand that I am not God. I mean, he already knows. But so, unfortunately, Mary Elizabeth Spiry and I were not able to work out the details with the Be Live software that I'm using now. I think it's really fun, and it's supposed to show me, oh, look at this. See, it shows me all your comments right here where I can see them, which is really neat. Welcome, Lisa. I will figure this out eventually, and all that stays. Oh, it goes below. It's kind of weird, but what happens when I take this away? Anyway, we won't play while we're on. How fun is that? Now I don't have to say everything you've said, though, of course, you're listening to the podcast, you want to know. So Lisa Daly had said that she really likes that saying that hers is, we make plans and God laughs, which, by the way, is a Yiddish proverb. So that is a thing. That is a thing. So welcome, Chris. So what will we talk about? Well, I want to talk about a couple things. I really did want to talk about, how do I unshow you now? There we go. I did want to talk about Mary Elizabeth's book, one, out of gratitude for her spending her lunch hour today trying to figure out the software and, making sure everyone knows this wonderful book, Making Room for God, Decluttering and the Spiritual Life, Mary Elizabeth Spiry, Ave Maria Press. This is a good one. Our Bible study group just finished it. And so I've been trying to do some decluttering. It's amazing how clutter can really affect our spiritual life because it takes away from the time that we have to do other things like pray and you make time for family, make time for the life, the abundant life that God's given us to have. Hello, Nita. Oh, okay. She was here earlier. Sorry. But here we are, finally making happen. So, I've been really trying to really look at my life since I started the decluttering book because there's so many different aspects of my life that are kind of a hot mess. My finances are a hot mess. My spiritual life, for the most part, is good. But you know what? I sometimes forget to pray, or I don't mindfully give my time to prayer. I will just, you know, oh, here's the 3 o'clock hour. It's time to do the Divine Mercy, or maybe I, you know, want to do the rosary because it's something I should do. But to really sit and be quiet and give God my time doesn't always happen because I'm so disorganized, which it really today's was a very good example of my disorganization, because Mary Elizabeth asked me to test the software and I thought it'll work. And then I didn't have time because I was just so crazy all weekend. And I did test it. Marka was so nice to come on. And I know I'm saying her name wrong too. Oh, to know the English language and to know it well. And we did test it and it worked great, but it worked great for her. Doesn't mean it's going to work great for my other guests. So I definitely learned some pretty valuable lessons about testing software, about coming prepared for things. And as for wine, hi, Danette. When we're going to do the summer book club, we're going to be doing the Friendship Project, Wine, Women in the New Evangelization. I'm very excited to run that. And we're going to be using the software a lot. We're going to be doing interviews and some talk show stuff. And the software is really fun and it has all these great options. But unless you test it and the person you want to have fun on it with is prepared, then it's no fun. So my great apologies to Mary Elizabeth Sperry. Go buy her book to make up for it. Really, go make me look good and buy her book and tell her you did it because of me. That would be great. Father Dwight, welcome. He has to say today he's been pushing himself to sort through his decluttering stuff because he is moving to Alaska and we are sad about that, quite honestly. The few of us who are blessed to know him here in Massachusetts in real life, and he's such a delight and we're going to miss him. We could come to Alaska to see you. Yeah, that's kind of far, but thank goodness for social media. So what Mary Elizabeth's book has done for me is really started to get me to open up my eyes and look around. The clutter is quite, it's not hard to look. It's not hard to find clutter in my house. I am laughing hysterically because behind me is a big pile of clutter. Just books and papers and things I want to get to, things I need to take care of. And I'm not an organized person. I'm not organized in my life. I'm not organized in my finances. I am not organized at all. Let's see. Nita wants to share something with us. She said, recently told, hold on to the positive things, whether it be material things and memories, then dump or declutter the rest of the negative stuff. Dump it in the dumpster. I love it. Get rid of that negative stuff, which is kind of interesting because I just did one of these Gallup poll strength things for work for my other job. And in it, my second strength is positivity, which my husband said was lies, all lies. But I am finding that finding the positive in things is much easier. So I need to find the positive. What's the name of that book that I just showed? Well, let me show it again. It is called Making Room for God, Decluttering and the Spiritual Life by Mary Elizabeth Sperry. And it is out from Ave Maria Press. I'll put the link in here when we're done chatting. So that positivity is, instead of looking at this mess and feeling bad or overwhelmed, which is easy to do because there's also a pile there on the floor of all the books that go on the bookshelf that got moved in here about a month ago, and I still haven't done anything with it. You're very welcome, Lisa. To look, like this weekend, I had to go through my bill pile and I had to kind of go through the bills. And it's so easy for me just to pay them and just send them off. But this whole idea of budgeting and actually not spending every penny or more that we receive, that's important stuff. So one of the things this weekend, I am so, Lisa said, I am so cluttered, I couldn't find a piece of paper. That's very funny. She's trying to write down the title of the book, Making Room for God. That's very funny, about decluttering, and she couldn't find paper to write it on. That makes me laugh. So part of looking at my finances this weekend was realizing one of the areas of my life, and Mary Elizabeth talks about it in her book as well. One of the areas I really struggle is with food. I mean, I struggle with food in all kinds of ways, with the allergies, the eczema, the whatever. But I also have always struggled with food and wasting it. And I hate the fact that I waste it. And it's not just because my grandmother and my mother would say to me when I was a young girl, she just wants to declutter her head. Well, this is part of it, Janet. This really is. It's part of Mary Elizabeth's book is all about the decluttering of the spirit and the spiritual life and what's going on in your head as well. But I was saying that Jamil, we're really bad at food and feeling guilty that we throw away. Like, for instance, we were having dinner and I said, all right, guys, of course, saying guys was my husband, my husband, my daughter, myself. So we really need to kind of decide what, you know, what we want for meals. Like, let's make a meal plan. And then it moved into let's declutter the refrigerator. And I took out like pretty much the entire bin of vegetables and fruits, and they were rotten and or near rotten. I did get to donate them to a friend who has chickens. So that was one happy group of chickens. But when I think about the money that I spent that my family didn't consume, the food that they were supposed to, part of that budget, it really made me sad. So making the plan was like liberating. Like I sat down and I forced them because I don't know, Mary Elizabeth says in her book that much of decluttering is like a solitary thing that we do alone. And that's true. And it can be very, Nita's being silly. What did she say? Look at all the bills I paid. And that's out my way. Positive. See, I don't think I even read that in English. Sorry. I think I knew what you meant, though. See what I did there? Oh, you're so funny. So paying off your bills, that gets rid of your clutter. Right. But you have to have the money to do it. That's another story. So having them sit down and do the menu plan with me and be a part of the decluttering. My husband literally was trying to leave the kitchen. This is pretty funny. He's trying to leave. And if our house is so small that if I open the door to the refrigerator, he cannot get past to leave the room. And I wouldn't let him go. I'm like, no, like, even if you just stay in here and keep me company, it shouldn't be one person's responsibility. Just saying, I needed help. I didn't want to do it alone. I needed him to do it with me. And so I sort of kind of forced him to stay with me. And it worked out great because we got to really talk about what we were throwing away, why I had 7 bags of carrots. No one needs, it's actually 3 or 4 bags. Like, nobody needs that. And to make this list, and this menu, put it on the refrigerator. It feels liberating. It feels good to try to be organized because it's not part of my personality. And I'm not called Squirrel Girl for an accident. Like, I am definitely very squirrely, ADD, executive function, blah, 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 not good at it. But having this plan, having people who help me, which is one of the, you know, going back to that, the inventory of, for work, the Gallup strength poll. Look, that's one of the reasons our boss has us doing that, because she wants to take all of our strengths and match them to other people so that we can be a more effective team. Well, isn't that how it should be in our lives too? Like, with our family, with our people we work with our spiritual friends, even like I'm thinking about in our Bible study, like we each have different strengths, and how can we use these strengths to better ourselves, to grow deeper in our faith, to grow more positive, to be more, less stressed, less overwhelmed. Like, that would be nice. I'm tired of being overwhelmed. I really am. I feel awful that this poor woman took her entire lunch hour to try to figure out the software with me, Mary Elizabeth Sperry. I'm going to just keep saying her book over and over again because that's what we're supposed to talk about today, was Mary Making Room for God, Ave Maria Press. And this is my way of making up to her. I keep mentioning it. Guilty. And I should. I feel terrible. I feel terrible that I didn't have that ready for her. I gave up coffee, trying to drink more tea. Yes, why would someone give up coffee? I don't know, because I'm insane and it's supposed to help with my hands. We'll see. So that was part of my decluttering this weekend, was cleaning the refrigerator and preparing a menu, which I'm really excited about. We actually looked at the anti-inflammatory diet book, cookbook, and we picked from there, because you know the funny thing about anti-inflammatory foods, which you look at it and think, oh, that's a special diet. No, it should be everybody's diet, because it's the healthy way to eat. It's how we can eat and be healthy. It's a good thing. Hi, Ginny. I haven't seen you in forever. Ginny is sharing that she visited, her brother visited a while back, looked at my fridge and asked if I ever ate anything, because my fridge doesn't have a lot in it. I only have what I need. Oh my gosh, I am so jealous. I can't think unless I have decluttered my workspace. Yes, me too, as you can see. Oh, hi, son. That's become your diet. Why are you watching my Facebook Live? That's just awkward. But Ginny, I am so jealous, because I bet you are a lot more productive than I am, because you're not looking for stuff. You're not digging through piles trying to find what's you're supposed to be working on. And you definitely eat better than I do, because like in the whole preparation thing, like I don't want to prepare food. I just want it prepared. And it's that kind of mindset that has gotten me 21 pounds overweight and is made it 2 years of living with an inflammatory disease, which I really don't need to still be living with. Like if I follow all the advice, which I have plenty of, I'd be healed, right? Or at least in way better condition than I am. And the funny thing is, like, I worry, like one of my anxieties, my greatest anxiety, is about getting sick. And here is something that I can do something about. I have control over this. I think I don't have control over this, because I want to have dairy. I want to have my Dairy Queen ice cream, and I want to have my wine, and I want to have my coffee every morning and afternoon and night. And I want to do all these things. Like I want what I want, and I want it now. And then I want to not pay the consequences. And that's kind of not how life works. It's kind of like, you know, when it comes to even the spiritual life, when I think about sin, like God made it pretty clear to us what we can do and what we can't do. And these rules aren't there because he's this big, mean, like, I'm just going to tell you all what to do and make you miserable. No, he's a loving God. He's a loving Father who wants what's best for us. He wants what's good for us. And all the rules and all the things that he tells us is because he wants that ultimate good for us. And we fight him. I fight him. Maybe you don't, but I fight him all the way. I don't always want his will, even though his will is for my greater good, because sometimes his good, what's good for me, isn't what I see is good for me, because maybe it's not an immediate gratification. It's not an immediate answer to my prayer. He might make me, I'm so glad I could read your mind again, Mary Ellen. That's what I'm here for. And thank you for sharing my life. But it's hard, you know, like bad stuff happens and you don't want it to happen. And I spend way too much time worrying about bad things happen. Ask my poor kids. I don't know if he's still on here or not, but my son Adam will tell you that every day I worry about something and I am bugging them about something. Congratulations, by the way, Adam, who's going to graduate from high school tonight. So proud of him. But I worry about him. Like he leaves the house and I'm like, be safe, make good choices. And I make them call me and they make fun of me because they'll send me texts saying I'm not dead. Like, but people once left the home and died. Like, this is how my brain works. So Janet, I too should probably learn how to declutter my brain, because it's filled with all of these messages of worry and doubt and fear and anxiety, because bad stuff happens and I don't want it to. But this is where faith comes in, believing that God loves you and that he always wants good for you and that he won't let anything happen to you that he won't bring a good from. That's 2 Corinthians 10:13. Lisa says, in our society today, it makes the mindset of not wanting to prepare food, etc., easy. We want everything to be easy. I was doing Bible study yesterday, and part of what I was reading is we want to work for the goal. We have to put in the effort, which is difficult. A struggle with the same thing. Yes, I'm glad I'm not the only one. What Bible study are you reading, by the way? I'm always looking for something new and exciting. Our books, by the way, just a little aside, the Stay Connected Journal for Catholic Women is coming out September 1st. I'm so excited. We had our production meeting today. Everything is going swimmingly. Please keep praying. The first book in the series, well, actually all three of the first books in the series, the first three, will be out all together. And one of them is mine, The Gift of Invitation. And then we have the Scriptures in the Spiritual Classics, and then Cultivating the Fruits of the Spirit. So really some fun stuff coming out to help you grow in your faith. But even to like get that out, like he's giving us all this timeline stuff and this stuff that I need to take care of. I'm thinking, oh, this is so overwhelming when you're, it is going to be exciting. She said, Lisa says, sounds like an exciting study. I'm very excited about it. All three of the books, the first three books are phenomenal. But to, you know, have an organized workspace to clutter your calendar to have time to complete your tasks. Mary Elizabeth talks about that as well in her book, Making Room for God, Declutter and the Spiritual Life. Hi, George. To make room in your calendar, I am an overextender. I hate saying no to people. And I like every good project looks like my project. I want to do that. That looks fantastic. So making time and like that balance between God and family and work. And I think that part of the problem is that because my work is God, it's like part of my spiritual director says, I wish you just raised Cocker Spaniels, because then you wouldn't have this confusion of work and God. You'd be able to separate when it was time to stop playing with the dogs and start giving attention to your family or putting your attention otherwise. So where do you struggle with clutter? Is it your desk, like me? Is it your refrigerator, like me? Is it your calendar? Yep, like me. I'm clearly the woman that Mary Elizabeth wrote this book from. I am your clutter bug. That's it. Well, it's part of my ADHD, is that whole executive function. Like every idea looks good. I want to do everything. I have a hard time discerning what's my blessing, what's not my blessing. You know, I shared the story once before that probably the saddest day in my life was the day that I received the Volunteer of the Year award from my kids' school, because I realized how much time I had given away from the very children I thought I was doing this for. But in the end, if I'm honest, I was doing it for me. I'm all about the glory. It's pretty hard for me in my little brain to not be, I don't know, I'm human and I like accolades and I like people to recognize me. It's part of the having a lack of self-esteem, but then trying to overcompensate by doing many things to try to get people to be like, oh, you're so awesome. And I think for the most part, I've broken that. For the most part, but it's still part of something I have to fight. And doing things for accolades or for recognition instead of doing things that no one will ever see. Trying to take more opportunities to do those things that people do not see instead of the things that they do. But you know what? That also requires me to declutter my calendar and make the time for those things, to volunteer more for the things that need to be done that people may be not doing, but don't, that may not matter to anybody but that one person. Yeah, I think it makes me think of that story that I don't even know who first started saying this story, but there's a little boy walking on a beach and he keeps picking up starfish and throwing them into the ocean. I can take back my great job then? Yes. Don't tell me how awesome I am. Wait, let me screenshot it first. Before you take that away, let me just save that for another time. because I'm sure I will need it. So this little boy, the story goes, and he's walking down the beach and he's picking up starfish and he's throwing them back into the ocean. And there's just hundreds and hundreds of them. And his father looks at him and he's like, what are you doing? Like, that is what a waste of your energy and your time. And he picks up another starfish, throws it back in. And he said, well, it mattered to that one. So I just love that, because sometimes you think you're doing things and it doesn't matter to anybody. Maybe nobody else is seeing it, or it's not a grand gesture. Like, you can't get all of those starfish back in the ocean, so why bother? But to do things that matter to one person, to matter to that starfish, then I think that's important. So to be able to clear your calendar, clear your life, kind of declutter, not be so overwhelmed with things and stuff and food, and find ways to bless other people. I have a daughter who's 12, and she's just so easy to please. And sometimes I'll realize that the whole weekend would go by and we hadn't done anything together. Like, we've been together, but I haven't really connected with her. And she's simple. Like, all I have to do is sit and watch a movie with her and make popcorn, and she's a happy girl. But as my friends know, I hate movies, so I don't do it. And then I think, well, that is just awful, because it's not about you. It's about her, and it's about what she needs, because God gave you this beautiful little girl. And you know what? Sometimes you just have to put aside you to care for other people. I will watch that YouTube, George. I don't know what you're sharing, but I'm excited to watch it, because you usually have some really good stuff. Speaking of George, by the way, maybe your ears were ringing this weekend. Ian was taking photographs for a prom, and he was channeling you so much. It was funny. Like, a couple times I looked over and I went, my gosh, my son is George. My son is George Martel. He had the camera with his hand up, trying to get people's attention. Oh, you found this. You're the best. Thank you. George found the starfish story. It's going to be in the comments. Go to that YouTube. Thank you, George. You're the bomb. Anyway, my son was channeling you and he took some pretty beautiful photos. So he clearly was channeling you all. Yeah, he's a smart kid. He's a very smart kid. He knows who to emulate, but don't let that go to your head either. Oh no, I said something nice about you. I'm slipping in my old age. Easy for me to say. Anna says that she needs to declutter her mom's house of memories and things. Not easy. No, Anna, you bring up such an important part about decluttering. And again, Mary Elizabeth mentions it in her book, Making Room for God, that the hardest part about decluttering isn't the physical action of actually getting rid of the stuff. It's the emotions that are attached to a lot of it. Like, I still have a box in my bedroom of things that I haven't looked at in years. It got kind of unearthed in the attic when we switched rooms with my son. And there's my nursery rhyme book that's about this big, and you know, it's like huge nursery rhyme book. I'm not gonna read that, and I just can't part with it. There's just, you know, there's shoes or dresses. I have a couple dresses from weddings that I will never fit in again because I'm too skinny. Yeah, that's the one. I'll never fit in them again. They're out of style, but because there's a memory attached to it, I have a hard time letting it go. A couple of things that I've done. I took pictures of special items, you know, stuffed animals that my kids had that I was having a hard time getting rid of. Different things you bless forward. You know, I have some books that I love, but I'm like, I'm not going to read these again. Or some of them I'm not even going to read. So to bless them forward, to give them to other people to enjoy. One of the nights, actually during the Bible study, when we were doing Making Room for God, I had a huge box of books and I thought, okay, we're reading this book together and they're all trying to declutter too. So it's probably not very nice of me to bring out the books and go, here, guys, here's the books. At least they're out of my house. So just a couple of things that you can do, you know, to bless them forward, to take pictures of them. But also just break those memories and just, you know that you, no one can take those memories from you. To take one of two things that are special. Because I know, like, I could have a whole bunch of stuff that I think is really special, but maybe if I really look at it, just a couple things that are special. Her mom has beautiful crystal vases that I don't need them. There's also selling stuff. Like, you can make new memories when you have money. You take those old things and you sell them. There's another way of getting rid of things, but definitely at prayer. First and foremost, we'll just end with this. First and foremost, at the end of all things, is to do it with prayer. To ask the Lord for the grace to let this stuff go. To ask for the Lord for the peace to let this things, whatever it is that you're holding so tightly to ask the peace to let it go. Because anybody who's ever said goodbye to somebody and they, as they've journeyed from here to the next life, prayerfully, hopefully, in heaven, you know, you don't take any of that stuff with you, and the memories don't leave you. It's just stuff. And I don't know, I've noticed that the more stuff I get rid of, the better I feel. This is next. This big giant pile behind me, that's next. Maybe. This is, so Lisa, yep, look, I owe these to Lisa. No, I don't. I don't owe them to Lisa. Who do I owe them to? See, that's why they haven't gotten where they're going, because I can't remember. No, I know who they go to. Eventually, I'll get through all of this. So I don't know what you have, what you're trying to declutter, you know, what you're struggling to let go of. But just to know that through prayer, you can do it. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Corinthians 4:13. And on that note, we will end with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear good and gracious God, we are so grateful for all of the blessings that you give us. The friends, the family, the things. Lord, there are things in our life that are important to us, and we thank you for those. Like our rose, like my little collection of rosary beads, or the special books that you give us, or the little pictures our kids draw us. Lord, we don't need all of them. Just one or two special ones. Lord, help us to prayerfully consider what we do need in our life and what you're asking us, Lord, to give away, either to bless somebody else with or to use to make money, to live, or whatever it is that you're calling us to. Lord, we just ask for a spirit of detachment. We ask for a spirit of detachment that we may attach only to you and what you want for us. Help us to accept your will. Help us to just do the tough things. Sometimes, Lord, we have to do the tough things, and we need your help to do it, because our human weakness won't allow us to sometimes. We just fight, Lord. Help us to stop fighting you and your will and your good. You are so loving and so good. Help us to embrace that goodness and to be all that we are created to be. We ask this in your most precious name, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, everybody. You've been listening to A Seeking Heart here on Breadbox Media.
Redbox Media programming is brought to you by...
We want to help others, especially in places of strife, such as the Holy Land, where Christianity is dwindling by the day. But how to help? Here's an easy way. Buying products through the Holy Land gift shop. Every product you purchase at myfranciscan.org/shop helps Christians support their families and stay in the Holy Land. Olive wood, embroidery, spices, and many more authentic products from the Holy Land are available right now at myfranciscan.org/shop. The Holy Land Gift Shop, bringing the Holy Land home.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.